This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega-Cowan. In real estate, location is everything, and that's especially true for Indian River Citrus, dating back to the mid-1800s.
We had a freeze here in Florida that was the worst ever we've ever had.
That's Vero native and local historian Steve Erickson.
So the fruit, being planted mostly in the central and north Florida, all died. The whole state industry died. And this guy, his name was Captain Dummett.
Specifically, Douglas Dummett, a captain in the Seminole Indian War.
And he had some citrus here, right here on Merritt Island in a little strip of land. So he was completely surrounded by water. Some of his trees survived. He had some sour orange trees survived and some sweet orange trees. And he actually put those together, grafted them together, and made a different kind of fruit. He also was one of those guys that gave fruit away and little trees away, like Johnny Appleseed. So in fact, all of the citrus today in this district comes from that one grove.
Vero Heritage, which runs the Historic Heritage Center and the Indian River Citrus Museum, aims to get a whole new generation excited about our history with their night at the Indian River Citrus Museum on August 9th, which features free citrus beer by Orchid Island Brewery. If it's anything like the Night at the Museum movies, the history will come alive, even if only in our imaginations. We sat down with the main organizers.
I'm Heather Stapleton, Special Events Coordinator for Vero Heritage.
Katharina Palavoda, Executive Director for Main Street Vero Beach.
And
Gary Keene Miller.
Miller, a Florida landscape artist, is also the featured Main Street artist for August. She had stopped into the Indian River Citrus Museum one recent day and got to talking with Stapleton.
So I'm from originally from Panama City on the Panhandle area. So there's not as much citrus and stuff there. It's a little different. So in moving further south, you know, I was like, look at all these gorgeous citrus groves. And I read the book A Land Remembered. And I learned about the cracker cattle and the marsh tacky and the cracker horses. So I just was super excited about all that. I just got really interested in it and made me want to paint more artwork. So that's what I've been focusing on most recently is artwork that portrays, you know, Florida's history, our agriculture, and the landscape.
And so Stapleton immediately knew she wanted to exhibit Miller's work at the Citrus Museum.
So then Katharina and I was like, what if we did some kind of night at the Citrus Museum?
Next, George Hamner Jr. of the Hamner Citrus family offered to bring in his father's enormous citrus label collection to exhibit at the event. Again, Palavoda and Stapleton.
There's a lot. It was like overwhelmingly just like, ah. And he was like, just whatever you guys want. We're like, we want everything.
That's considered kind of like a dying folk art at this point, because now that we no longer pack citrus in wooden boxes, we pack it in cardboard, those labels are no longer created.
Next, Orchid Island Brewery stepped up to help. Stapleton explains.
They'll be donating some of their citrus beers. You know, they are such a proponent of Indian River Citrus and just trying to help promote that name and use that name, because what good is it if nobody's buying the product anymore?
Again, Palavoda.
It's just a fun way to kind of bring people together. I mean, all the young people are like, oh, beer? Yeah, we're going for beer. But you're going to walk away, you're going to meet new people, you're going to meet younger people in the area, but then you're also going to learn something about the history of Florida and history about the area. So,
the bluegrass band JAM, which stands for Just Add Music, will provide the tunes, and admission is free.
So it's night at the Indian River Citrus Museum, Thursday, August the 9th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., and we hope everybody can make it.
I'm Tania Ortega-Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.